Welcome back, Pete. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're focusing on how to follow major central bank interest rate decisions and policy guidance without getting lost in every headline, market twitch, or carefully chosen phrase. Central banks influence the price and availability of money across an economy. Their decisions can affect mortgage rates, business loans, credit cards, savings returns, currencies, investment values, and ultimately the demand for workers. But the headline rate decision is only one part of the story. A central bank may leave rates unchanged while still delivering a material policy shift through new inflation forecasts, weaker growth projections, or language suggesting that future cuts or increases have become more likely. The useful skill, then, is not simply spotting whether rates went up, down, or stayed steady. It is learning to compare the full announcement with what policymakers said before and with what financial markets had expected. Was inflation proving more persistent? Was economic growth losing momentum? Was the job market cooling gradually or showing signs of sharper weakness? And did officials sound more concerned about controlling prices, supporting employment, or balancing both risks? We'll approach each important decision through a practical chain: the action, the evidence, the guidance, the market reaction, and the likely household and employment effects. That chain helps distinguish a genuinely consequential development from routine commentary. It also guards against a common mistake, treating the first market move as a complete verdict. Bond yields, currencies, and share prices can react quickly, reverse direction, or respond to details that are easy to miss in the initial statement. For borrowers, the key question is how policy may filter into lending rates and credit conditions. For savers, it is whether returns on deposits and lower risk assets are likely to remain attractive. For workers and employers, the issue is how financing costs and economic demand may influence hiring, wages, investment, and job security over time. These effects are rarely immediate or uniform, so uncertainty matters as much as direction. As we begin, keep one central question in mind. When a central bank speaks, what has materially changed? The current interest rate, its view of the economy, or the path it wants markets and the public to expect from here?